This is Talking Clean with Irene, a podcast for anyone like me who wants to kick the toxins out of their life and live a more natural and sustainable lifestyle. Join me as I unpack how to live toxin-free with insights from scientists, doctors, the creators behind those beautiful organic brands we love, and other experts. I'm your host, Irene Falcone. Have you ever had that horrible headache while you're walking through a department store? I don't know about you, but that was actually one of the first reasons I decided I just had to go toxin-free. It was that awful nausea and chemical overload I would get from those synthetic fragrances. And they weren't just in the perfumes, but also in all those cosmetics as well. Today, I'm talking about why we absolutely should not be putting those synthetic perfumes anywhere near us. I'm speaking to Vanessa Megan Gray, the founder and creator of Vanessa Megan Certified Organic Skincare and Natural Perfume. Vanessa launched Vanessa Megan in 2009 after formulating her own skincare products for friends and family. And now her best-selling line also includes a range of incredible natural perfumes. And I have to say, these are the best perfumes I have ever smelled. Vanessa is an expert on formulating safe fragrances with only natural ingredients. Hi, Vanessa Megan Gray. Welcome.
Thanks, Irene.
Thank you for coming all the way to the other side of Sydney.
That's right. My passport was ready and stamped at the border.
I know. I came to see you over in the eastern suburbs last week, and I tried to convince you to come over the Spit and the Harbour Bridge.
It's beautiful this side.
Told you.
I love it.
Welcome to the Northern Beaches.
Thank you.
I'm very excited about this podcast episode because we are going to be talking about something that nobody wants to talk about, but we'll try and keep it upbeat and positive. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to start by saying, are there more chemicals in synthetic perfume and cologne than cigarette smoke?
It is noted at the moment that synthetic perfumes are as bad as sidestream smoke, and the plethora of chemicals in synthetic fragrances are becoming more and more aware to the consumer.
Because I have to say, I don't go through a department store anymore because that waft of smell makes me choke up.
And there's reasons for that because of all of the ingredients that are in synthetic perfumes, which have been hidden and can be hidden in the ingredients in Australia by law on skincare and food. There must be a list of ingredients on the back of the packaging. But when it comes to perfumes, there is a proprietary blend which can be hidden under the guise of fragrance. Now, fragrance can be 1 to 2 to 300 different ingredients, and they're generally synthetic and have adverse reactions to our endocrine system, which has massive effects to us and also to unborn children.
How does it affect unborn children then? And how would you even know about that?
Well, this is what research is discovering now. And there's a great website, the EWG website.
Oh, yeah, I love that website.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, this is fantastic, yes.
Yeah, and they've found, I think they did research on 10 random umbilical, the blood of umbilical cords of unborn and firstborn babies, and they found up to 300 synthetic chemicals in the umbilical cord because it's coming in directly through mum, and also what is in our system when we get pregnant, and it goes straight through into the baby.
And I'm thinking it's going to go straight into breast milk as well then.
First of all, when you're pregnant, your sense of smell is so heightened that you kind of don't want to have a fragrance around you.
That is so interesting. When I had my first child, and I didn't know anything about perfumes and, you know, mainstream perfumes being toxic or any of that stuff back in 2005. And when I got pregnant, I couldn't wear perfume anymore. My body rejected it. Do you think that was my body saying, don't put this on you because you're pregnant and we want to save the baby?
Totally.
Or, wow.
I think, and look, you know, I think when you're pregnant, there are a lot of things that you're just more sensitive to, like alcohol or coffee or caffeine. You know, it doesn't have to be coffee. Some people might not have any of those sensitivities, but the majority of women, when they're pregnant, their sense of smell is so heightened that the tiniest bit of fragrance, it doesn't matter where it comes from, is too much for our system. So we're constantly trying to find balance and what feels right, what is right. And when you're pregnant, all your senses are heightened, because if you're about to eat something that is on the turn, some food, and you're protecting your unborn child. So in a way, I absolutely do think that it's our natural instinct to protect our children. So yes, in relation to that, yes, but then we're also susceptible to those scents when we walk through department stores and we block our nose and we're like, oh, quick, we've got to get to the other side. And they're all around us. I went and saw a play at the STC, and on the back of the door, it said, please don't wear your perfumes to this theatre production, because you have to be aware of the people around you. It can cause respiratory problems. It can cause headaches and migraines just by sitting next to somebody else.
That is wonderful that they've put that on the card.
My God, it's amazing.
And I just thought they squeezed the petals out of the flowers and put them in the bottle.
Well, that's where marketing is at its best. You know, and this is a man-made ingredient, and it's always hard to be the bearer of bad news, especially on something like perfume, because we have such emotional response to a scent.
And there's the signature scents and the things that remind you of grandmother. And
oh my God. With our favorite perfumes, they come with so many great memories, and we want to hold on to those memories. So to find out that those memories are tainted with some underlying ingredients that aren't great for us and that are known carcinogens, and they're known endocrine disruptors, respiratory inhibitors. Once you know something, you can't unknow it. And I think it's just a matter of knowing which ingredients to create new memories with. Then you can create a whole new memory with beautiful, natural ingredients that don't come with the nasty side effects.
Yeah, I think for me, I don't mind talking about the negative as long as we have an alternative with a positive. Can we just talk about a couple of the key ingredients that are really common in mainstream perfumes, those ones we grew up with?
The big one that everyone's talking about at the moment is phthalates.
Yes.
And this ingredient helps to keep the scent longer on the body.
Is that because that, you know, that's the number one complaint we get with natural perfumes, that it doesn't stay.
Yes.
Let's be honest, halfway through the day, even those phthalate perfumes, don't you think they smell a bit musty by the middle?
Well, like, the thing is, what always blows my mind is when I put a jumper away for summer and I might have hugged someone. Like, my nose is like a bloodhound, and we don't have any synthetic, or like, you know, I've got an old bottle of my synthetic perfume that I just can't really go near, but I also can't throw it out. Isn't that weird? It's that weird thing. It's like, it just sits there.
It's harmless sitting on the shelf.
Harmless sitting there. And so is my husband. But if, you know, you're going out somewhere special, like if it's ultra special, he'll put on a spritz. But in the car on the way there, I'm like, windows down, it's giving me a headache. But if he hugs somebody, which was I was going back to, if he hugs someone who's wearing synthetic, he'll come home and I'm like, who'd you see today? And if anyone has sprayed a synthetic perfume on them, put their jumper away after being washed in a space bag, and then you bring it out 6 months later and the smell is still there and it smells the same. That is the purpose of the phthalates.
If you can still smell it 6 months later, is it still inside our bloodstream?
Well,
potentially.
Statistics and research are showing that it is.
Of course, that's how it ends up in the unborn babies.
Well, and that's right. And also why parabens, and they mimic estrogen, why they find parabens in tumours of breast cancer patients. And, you know, and you look at where we're spraying our perfume, and, you know, I'll always educate our customers on, like, if you have to wear a synthetic fragrance, then spray it on your clothes or on the ends of your hair where it's not going to be absorbed directly into your bloodstream. But even inhaling it is, like what they're saying now, is like worse than sidestream smoke. And look, you know what? I think by the time our kids are our age, there will be the potential of the warning that they have on cigarette packets on certain types of skincare and perfumes because of the links to all of these endocrine problems.
Wow. All right, enough of the negativity with the mainstream fragrances. And we're not just talking about fragrances as well that we spray on ourselves in department stores. We're also talking about, you know, the fragrances that are in our mainstream skincare products and our makeup and hair care and our shampoos and conditioners and and everything. I think it's something like 500 different chemicals that we're putting on our body as women every single day. Well, not us, Vanessa, but, you know.
Let's talk about, you know what? Yeah. I do. I think it's really interesting when if you get a blood test done and you start having a look at your endocrine system and you can sort of see what's going on with your body. And I had a blood test done because my kids were born so close together. And my naturopath was quite shocked at my levels of estrogen. She thought that they would be a lot higher, but they were really quite low, especially given my age. And she's been educating people, especially who've got quite high amounts of estrogen, to use natural deodorants because that's the biggest one of fragrance and parabens, which go directly into our system.
And aluminium.
And aluminium. But for the endocrine disruptor, parabens mimic estrogen. And that's what we need to get away from because these synthetic hormones are the things that are causing our problems. And if we are aware of that, then of course we're going to make the natural choice and we're going to help so many people to at least go, okay, well, I'll wear my perfume once a year or twice a year, but not every day.
Yeah, right. Well, I think you are the queen of natural perfumes. There are a lot of natural perfumes on the market now. And let's be honest, some of them just still smell a bit hippie. And there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, you can use essential oils as a perfume and that's lovely too. And I mix some up in coconut oil and put it on my body as well as a body lotion, which is lovely. But when we're talking, I'm going out, I want a signature fragrance. I want a signature scent. I want my children to remember this moment by this smell. We do have natural alternatives for that. And your latest range of perfumes, well, even your original perfumes were just beautiful.
Thank you.
Your current range is next level.
This is where I'm always inspired to create something that is a healthy alternative to a synthetic product and to not blast that it's all natural, but to be able to educate saying that this is the healthy alternative.
And they don't look natural. They look like something you would buy from a department store.
Yeah.
And they actually smell like something you would buy from a department store.
Thank you. And that was our aim, so that you can still have those beautiful bottles and it can still look gorgeous on your dresser and have those beautiful scents that memories are made of, and just knowing that you're doing the best thing for your body. And when I was creating them, I would look at my favorite scents and also look at the products that are on the market in the synthetic arena, but they use a synthetic version of what you can get natural.
Do you know what I want to ask you, don't you? I want you to take me through each of your new perfumes.
Yes.
And I want you to give me, can you give me an example of what it might replace?
Well, because we've only got four in the range and I really wanted to capture an essence in each sector. So we've got our floral, which is Lilacoy. We've got the citrus and sweet woody in Harvest. We've got the musky floral in Monarch.
Oh, they're the one I like those. Yeah.
And then we've got the deep woods and top spices like the cardamom of Wildwood. So I wanted to start with four, really dominate each kind of those sections with one product. And some are really unique, but most people when they're buying a fragrance will be either a floral person, a citrus person, a woody person, or a musky person.
Yeah, I'm definitely musky.
Yeah. And what's great with this is that you not only get those beautiful scents, but they also have aromatherapy qualities. So the Monarch helps to regulate the hormonal system. So it's great for PMT, great for menopause, great for grounding and calming, and also has aphrodisiac qualities.
I was going to ask about that.
Yes. I always say if someone's chasing you around because you're going, not my fault. If you get pregnant, not my fault. But it does, and it does demand attention. This is the great thing because a lot of people go, oh, but natural doesn't last that long. When I wear Monarch, I get asked about it all day long. And the thing is, our bodies are incredible. And when we have a scent on, and I know that when I used to wear my synthetic perfumes, that I'd spray it, but within 2 hours, I I wouldn't smell it anymore because our body gets used to a scent and it's our way of survival. So if we have a scent, if there is a fire somewhere, our body goes, okay, I know that smell and that's there. It banks it away, but it's not the first scent that comes to our nose. So that if there is another warning scent that we need to smell, we can smell it. So whether we're wearing synthetic or natural, we're not going to smell it all day long, but we might get blooms of it, especially if we wear the natural perfume on our bodies, anywhere under our arms. The heat of the body activates the oils on the base of our neck near our hair. So we put it in places that when we sweat or we heat up during the day, the body will naturally just make a bloom and people will say, what's that smell? And I get comments all the time on Monarch. Do you?
I get comments all the time when I wear any of your perfumes. I used to get, are you wearing toilet water? Oh. When I'd be wearing other types of natural perfumes. Or I'd get the hippie comment. That's the thing about your line of perfumes. They actually smell like the mainstream.
So I've based them on what I like from each unique department of fragrance and also saw where our absolutes and our wild harvested ingredients come from and the resins and the unique spices that really just work well together. It's almost like pairing and matching where one ingredient will really offset the other.
Would you say that any of your perfumes in particular can help with our own levels of feeling happy or with Absolutely. Less stress? Or can you talk us through those? Like, I'm a really intense, stressed, running around person, running the business and doing all of these things. And rather than reach to a lavender or an essential oil, could I reach to one of your perfumes?
1,000%. Because they're essential oils, they have those qualities and they have the aromatherapy benefits. So it's no wonder with your lifestyle and everything that you do that you're attracted to Monarch, because it has all of those qualities and it's calming, relaxing, grounding. That's what I find with the Monarch as well, especially if I'm premenstrual or if I'm uptight, I'll spray it on and I'll breathe it in and automatically that reflex of every breath I'm breathing in is A, good for me, but it's also affecting my whole sensory system.
Yeah, that's why my body picks that one.
Mm-hmm. And then Lilikoi. So Lilikoi is really, you've got your floral bloom with your roses, the violet's quite earthy green and the red chumper's quite a deep floral.
So the girls in the office are obsessed with that one, with younger Lilikoi. Girls. Yeah.
Yes.
Is it a younger fragrance?
It is. So it almost smells a bit lolly-ish.
Okay.
And that's why, and I really wanted to, because there are some fragrances on the market that have that, you know, and it was aimed for the younger market and it still has myrrh and frankincense, which is the fruitiness of that beautiful resin, which gives it its depth. And so it's great to hear that. And we get a lot of comments about how, you know, a lot of mums are buying it for their daughters.
Well, I was going to say my 13-year-old daughter can now sneak into my bedroom, and she does, and she sprays herself with my perfume, your perfume, and I don't need to worry.
That's
I feel
right.
so okay about it.
That's right. And this is where, you know, everything that you're doing, Irene, with Nourish Life is revolutionizing the way people currently do things. And it's changing the way we think. And, you know, it happened 50 years ago. And the reason Laurel Sulfates came out is because my mum's mum would wash clothes on the washboard and they brought their Laurel Sulfates out to ease the workload. So in easing the workload, it contributed to some issues. So now we're finding new ways to do things. And through Nourish Life, you've got every which way to do everything in a new way. And it's just the next step in revolutionizing the way we used to do things. It's the new normal.
I was just about to say, it needs to be the new normal. At what point do you think we will see a line of or a row or a shelf of natural perfumes in department stores? When will that happen?
Irene, I think it's going to be really soon.
If they're listening to this, it might be very soon.
And that's what makes me really excited because I do know that having been in this industry for a decade and making my own for 2 decades, that we have been educating people for quite some time. And it does take a while to go from a cult kind of undercurrent to become mainstream. And I know for a fact that it's becoming mainstream.
It's like the beanstalk. Did you know with beanstalks you have to water them every day and you'll never see, you just see nothing.
And bamboo is the
same.
And then
all of a sudden you wake up one morning and there it is. It's just gone bang.
That's right. Yep. And you know why as well? Not only because everyone starts to know that, but they see the results of changing their lifestyle within themselves. I speak to a lot of people who can't fall pregnant and they completely de-chemical their life and boom, 6 weeks later fall pregnant. So there's affirmations coming from everywhere that this is the next phase in our life.
And there's something about feeling great about looking after yourself, and also you're looking after the planet and the, I mean, look, think about
your
all of
family,
us. Family.
Yep, longevity. Everything.
What you're washing down the drain.
Absolutely.
Now, something I did notice about your perfumes is you don't use alcohol, even natural alcohols.
That's right.
So what's actually in the bottle?
We've got demineralized water, plus we've got sea salt.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
So working with alcohol does help to emulsify the essential oils into the water so you don't have to shake the bottle and you can just spritz and go. I don't use alcohol in any of our products because what I noticed 20 years ago when I used alcohol that it dried my skin only to put moisture in to hydrate my skin, and I felt that it was a step that was unnecessary. And it can break down the skin cells. Looking at perfumes, when you spray alcohol on the body, it helps to evaporate the essential oil so you get that bloom. But the heat of the body can do that. So wherever I can find a natural alternative so that it won't dry, or it's just a bit of a, let's just change our mindset. I would rather do a bit more education and let's just adjust the way we see things so that we get the most natural benefits from the product. So the reason I don't use alcohol in the products is because it dries the skin. And if you're spritzing that on your chest and your neck and your décolletage area, that is going to be affected by the sun because it's exposed. So it can cause pigmentation and extreme dryness on the skin. So I eradicated that. Then I used the salt water and the cocoa glucoside to emulsify the oils in the water, which is why when you shake it, that emulsifies the oil in with the water. You spritz it on, you get your perfume, and then by the end of the day, there is still a split of oil and water. So it won't
completely... You can't see it though because the bottles are so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't see it. So yeah. It doesn't matter anyway. The only thing is just shake it before you use it.
Okay. Yeah. It still looks beautiful on the shelf.
Totally.
Which is very important.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got to keep it away from direct sunlight because sunlight can affect the essential oils. But the blends of the oils, what we find is that they get better with age.
Oh, wow. Like wine.
Like us.
Oh. But with no alcohol.
That's right. Well, we drink alcohol. Don't put it on our bodies.
Phew. Oh, Vanessa, thank you so much. That has been, you know, I knew so much of that, but just to have somebody like you explain it to me, yeah, it's just been wonderful. Thank you so much.
No problem. Anytime.
Come back. We will. Come back next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Irene.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is produced by Nourished Life, Australia's home of toxin-free shopping. To learn more and get all the show notes, visit us at nourishedlife.com.au. If you have any feedback about the show, you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram at Nourished Life, which is all one word. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Clean with Irene in your podcast app. And finally, if you like what you hear, please give me a 5-star review. It really helps other people to find the show. I'm your host, Irene Falcone, and I'll speak to you next time.